go right ahead.
All right, I'd like to call to order the December 6th meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. So, no one by phone? Okay. All righty, so we still have absences at this point. Connie is here.
Tony's resignation
has been accepted, so that's not a, okay, so we're good in that regard. Alrighty, so as far as the agenda, we basically, as you guys can see, we don't have any new business items, but we do have some continuation of old business. But everybody good with that?
Yep. I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. All right, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Alrighty, and then as far as minutes from the November 1 meeting, assume you guys have had a chance to review the minutes. Any suggested changes?
Yeah, I had given one small change to Beth.
Yep. So check with that. And Beth, that's already incorporated at this point? Okay. Alrighty, so with that one change, do I have a motion?
Make a motion, we accept the minutes?
No, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, thank you. All righty, so obviously with no one on the phone and no one in the audience, no public comment, so we'll move into old business. So 5.1 is the continued discussion of zones RA1 and RA3.
Right.
And this is Member Burlock.
Yep. Okay, I did meet with John Batson during the week, and we hashed out the wording that we talked about for the last 2 months, actually. Connie, I do have a copy here for you. So the handout that you have in front of you is just a talking document, basically. We're not here to vote on anything tonight. I'm just going to discuss our outcome, and then it'll be presented as a text amendment with any comments that we have today.
Okay.
But basically, there are sections called modification to required lot area and required yard setbacks. And that exists right now in our code for RA1 and for RA3 only. So if we follow through my outline here, the sketch at the top is just if we need it later. See item one. For RA1, it is recommended that 1510040 be deleted completely. And you'll see that 1510040 there in red. And the reason being, if you look at the items A, B, C, D, and E, reading A, B, C, and D, they are in fact not modifications at all. They are requirements from 1510030. In item E with the corner lot, in discussions with John, we don't want to reduce that setback at any time because that is the setback on the yards on the street side where cars have to see coming around the corner. So we decided the 1510040 wording is not applicable and that was going to be deleted completely. Any questions on that before I go on to the next statement? Because just as a jump ahead conclusion, we are keeping statements about modifications to these smaller lots. However, we're not keeping it as it's shown right now. John, I had a handout. That's what I'm talking about is what we discussed.
Sure.
I typed it up. If you want to look on with Connie, that's my last copy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that deals with zone RA1, item one, where we were going to delete that statement completely. Now, item two, this is just in here for information. You'll see that there used to be a statement 1514040, and that was deleted in 2023, in January. That's the sentence for the same modification. It was deleted for RA2. And also for RA2T, it used to be there in 1518040, and it was deleted in January of 23. So those two were deleted in January of 23. Now, the next place it appears is for RA3, and that is at 1520-040. That's my item four. Now, this wording we are going to modify, and it's shown with the red markups here how we intend to modify it. However, we're going to move this entire section into 15.38, which is non-conforming uses. If we move it there, we could have it apply to all the residential zones. So if there is a lot somewhere hidden someplace that this could apply to, it'll apply only in the residential zones. So we're not going to call out RA1 and RA3 like we do now, because it's been pointed out that RA2 have these type of lots. So rather than miss somebody or leave somebody out of this modification, we're going to put it in so that it applies to all the residential zones, and we're going to list it under non-conforming uses.
Okay, I've got one question. Eden, when we talk about it, it says provide the same existed under one ownership, this to include heirs at law or legators. Can somebody explain that? Because one ownership implies that it wouldn't include heirs. Or maybe I'm wrong.
Where are you reading?
1520.040. And I know we're recommending eliminating this.
Well, no, actually, that's going to stay.
That's going to stay. That's the one that's being moved.
That gets moved, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm a little confused. I understand the intent, but I don't understand the language, I guess. Provided the same dwelling may be erected on a lot or plot having less than the required minimum area and width, provided the same existed under one ownership, this to include heirs at law or legators.
I assume it's just the fact that
we have previously discussed that.
Right. Yeah.
I just don't understand the wording.
I
think we meant to take that out. But
yeah.
Joe and I were so focused on this other language the other day, I totally just spaced on that. But yeah, I think we ought to take that complete section A out.
Okay. Yeah, I remember having talked about this. Okay.
Okay.
So A is going to be deleted.
Or at least the language about one ownership and the land boards.
Is there anything else important in that paragraph?
Oh, yes, because that's where we talk about having the less than the required minimum area and width, which is the whole reason for this modification.
Right.
So we don't want to take, we've got to leave that wording in.
Yeah.
But we're kind of implying that it only applies to something, one ownership and heirs at law or legators, that if you're not one of those in that category, it doesn't apply.
But I think we have a consensus to delete that language. The question is what language are we going to keep and where's the period?
I think that first sentence is all we need.
Well, it's all one sentence.
Yeah, it's a run-on.
You mean the first line?
First line. Yeah.
A dwelling may be erected on a lot or plot having less than the required minimum area and width. Period.
And then there's things that...
Then B...
Are the conditions for that.
Right, B are the conditions for A. Then.
Yeah, I mean, that makes more sense to me.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So then going down to B, you see the modifications that were actually going to be allowed. Front and rear yard setbacks shall not be modified. The required side yard setback, and we changed there from frontage to mean lot width. And John, I forgot to call you on this, I'm sorry, but we're going to need a definition of mean lot width. Because I couldn't find it. It's not in the O2 definition section unless it's hidden somewhere in the words.
There's lot width. Lot width reads, lot width shall mean the mean horizontal distance between the side lot lines measured at right angles to the depth.
Okay. So do we want to just say lot width? Because lot width means the mean.
Right.
Either or.
All right. I'm going to take the word mean out because then we have a definition. Okay, and the rest of the wording there stays the same.
Okay.
Then number three, and I'm going to need some help explaining this one, John, with the reverse corner lot. And that's why I included the sketch in the beginning. So if anybody wants to use that as a guide for what a corner lot is, if you look at the middle of the sketch, you'll see between 3rd and 4th Avenue using that block. On the right-hand side, those are two corner lots. On the left-hand side, the top one is a reverse corner lot, and the bottom one is a corner lot. So that in the picture shows you what a reverse corner lot is. Happens to be my lot. Okay. Mm-hmm. So.
Why would you have to call it a reverse corner lot? It's a corner lot.
That's the definition of it. It's in there as that.
Okay.
But what's the difference between a corner lot and a reverse corner lot?
The way it points.
Oh, really?
The front? Where the front
Yes.
is?
Okay. So, what we're removing, where it says the side yard setback on the street side of a reverse corner lot. Okay, so that would be, if you look at my property, right where the FOUR is, that's the street side, shall have a width not less than 50% of the front yard setback required the lots are... What we're doing here is not allowing any modification to that. We're keeping that at 20 feet, as it is now. And that's where every lot down that row has a 20-foot setback on their front. So the corner lot will have a 20-foot setback on the side. And that's for traffic purposes and visual.
The corner lot would still have a 10-foot side setback. The other language makes it more confusing by saying that you can't
go less than 10 feet.
You can't go less than that, and you can't go less than a 26-foot wide house. It's just very confusing language.
It is. And the 10-foot requirement that you mentioned is listed elsewhere. It's not here.
Right. Okay.
That's what makes it confusing, too, because the setbacks are listed elsewhere. So basically, we're taking this out and not allowing a modification to the requirement that's already there. Right. So with those changes, now I've included the entire section 15.38 on nonconforming uses, just so you could see what other type of things are in there. But if you go to the bottom, I've added 1538.030. And this will now be changed so that that dwelling sentence in A alpha will have a period after width, and lines 2, 3, and 4 will be deleted from there also. But that is the exact same wording we just talked about in the front.
Yep. So that'll be A.
And also the word mean will come out of there. It will just be lot width. So.
Okay.
And that's what the final modification paragraph will be, 1538.030. All the other stuff is gone. Mm-hmm.
So, John, you had a couple follow-up tasks from last meeting. One was to kind of get a feel for the prevalence of this situation, you know, throughout town, and then the other was just to get fire chief comment.
So the lot count I gave you was pretty accurate. I didn't follow up with fire chief, so I can't advise on that.
Yeah. Thinking more about that after the meeting, I mean, we allow fences to go right down the property mm-hmm. line, right? So I wouldn't think that should be an issue, but should it be considered to not allow fences when we're talking about these 3-foot setbacks? Because then then obviously you're just narrowing down the space to be able to get through. That's the only.
That applies to everything: bushes, palm trees, right? It's
yeah, true.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know if we want to go there.
Mm-hmm. And then, John, just based on memory, I mean, when's the last time this even came up?
The audience. The last time somebody built on a 25-foot wide lot?
Yeah.
I've had some additions on a 25-foot lot. I can't think of a single time since I've been here that we had a brand new house built on a 25-foot wide lot.
Mm-hmm.
Just recently, I had within the last month, I have a property owner that owns a 25-foot wide lot beside their house, and I met with them about the possibilities and what they wanted to do, which in particular was to put a pool and a pool house on that lot, and we weighed the, you know, the pros versus the cons, and they ended up combining their lot with the main house and the 25-foot wide lot to make one big lot so they could do exactly what they wanted to do. I had another conversation with a realtor this afternoon about the possibilities for another 25-foot wide lot on Fort Fisher Boulevard. I mean, and then I had another property owner in the last month contact me about what they could do as far as a 25-foot wide lot. I mentioned the fact that we were speaking of these ordinances and talking them over, and that they could be a benefit to them later if we decide to go ahead and make these changes. So,
were they outside of those two zones that it was allowed in already?
One was, and one, they both are. One's RA3, the other one's RA2.
Okay.
But it doesn't come up very often.
Yeah.
Thanks for your question.
Yeah. And then, John, I know we asked you the question last meeting and just making sure that you're still feeling the same way, but you support doing this. You talked about how you are kind of leaning towards property owners being able to maximize the value of their property and so forth. You still feel that way?
Well, I feel like that's one of our tasks, is, you know, mm-hmm. planning and zoning board. Yes, sir. It's unfortunate that we have minimum lot size. Well, it's not unfortunate that we have minimum lot size. It's unfortunate that we have some non-conforming lots. But, you know, that's not the fault of that property owner. It's the fault of, you know, how we laid them out and what was there when we established the zoning. So
right.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
Okay.
So that's basically the discussion on the change here. So with that, I'm looking for a recommendation to continue and submit a text amendment. Yeah.
So this would be a recommendation to come back with a formal text amendment,
yes,
in our next meeting?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Yep. I don't think we need a motion for that, do we?
Yeah, text amendment and consistency statement. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll make that motion. That with the changes that we've talked about, that we come back with a text amendment and consistency statement related to RA1 and RA3, 15, 1040 and
152040. I'll
second. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right.
Jim, am I going to do that, or are you going to
do
that?
So I was trying to,
okay,
see you. Good seeing him over there.
You all do the, and you talking about this item that we're currently on right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you could take care of the text amendment, I'll do the consistency.
Perfect. I'll do the text amendment. I'll send it to you.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Very good. All righty. And then, Attorney, you've got 5.2, the review and recommendation on proposed syntactical text amendments, Part 2, KBC Preface through Chapter 4.
Yes, sir, Chairman. Thank you. Joe did a real good job on those. This is syntax Part 2 for from the preface through Chapter 4. Joe did a real good job catching everything. I made very few changes. We'll walk through those real quickly. When I give you the page number, I'm talking about the PDF page number at the bottom of the document. If you go to page 3, the back in the preface, we abbreviated at that point town of Curie Beach, parens, town, close parens. And if we did it once, we don't need to do it again. So I took care of that redundancy in the town council definition. Also eliminated code from the definitions, because again, in the preface, we had done code or KBC. So that was just some redundancy that we got rid of. The, I want to look at town council again for a second. Town council, some towns have councils and some towns have boards of commissioners. don't really think there's any difference between the authority, responsibility, and powers and duties of either, but there is a distinction nonetheless. So we're a town council, we're going to stay town council. We don't want to make a reference to us as the Board of Commissioners because we're not. So I took that out.
Right, I noticed you also took that out throughout the document where it said Board of Commissioners. You changed that to town council.
That's correct.
All right, Jim, up in the, what's it called? Wait, can't think of the word. Where you list all the titles up top.
Well, Joe, walk me through the page.
The same page you're on.
Page 3 of the PDF.
Page 3 of the PDF, where you list 1.04060, 1.04070 in red.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I was telling you, in my changes, we moved them out of 104 and put them into 106.
You had red and strike through. I just took out the strike through. I should go back to blue.
Correct.
Got it. I think that's what you were referring to before the meeting?
Yes, sir.
The next one is still, let's see, council privilege, town council. So the next one is PDF 6.
Well, can we back up to 5?
Sure. To 5?
Can I have a question about the definition of gender?
Where are you?
On page 3. You know, being a university professor, this is a hot topic, to say the least. Mm. And I'm kind of curious as to whether there's any issues in terms of that definition.
I don't know about issues with the definition, but I do know that when I did the syntactical work, wherever it said he slash C, I tried to take it out and say they or them or theirs. I tried to make it very neutral as I went through. But that doesn't answer your question about the definition.
Well, you know, I mean, but this is a definition for the word gender. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not referring to a word, but it's, I mean, the definition is gender. I can't think of any place in the code where we have talk about gender, do we?
It doesn't, I don't know. But yeah. You can get rid of the definition and not lose anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key, is you have to make sure there was never a he anywhere.
Because then it would limit it to
this,
a he.
This would then override that if it
Well,
if
no,
it were the case.
But no, this is a gender. This is in the definition, and the definition is the word gender, not whether we use he or she in the code. I mean, this is where we're defining the word gender.
Yeah, but the point still stands. This mm-hmm. definition says, as the chairman pointed out, that he, based on this definition, would include she.
Yeah, that's all it's doing, is it's trying to say it's inclusive. If it only referenced a male-type term, it would be inclusive of feminine and neuter as well.
Okay.
Again, it doesn't matter either way you want to go. Joe, what was on page 5?
Page 5, when you pulled back in the 1.04060 section, there are some syntactical things in there.
Hang on. My page, oh, I see, it's printed on two sides.
Okay, 104060. The second line, we need to capitalize town. Second line, third word, capitalize town.
Go down, please. We're in 104060.
Right.
And
second line,
yeah,
third
town,
word,
second
town.
Line.
Okay.
And what's the next one?
104070, alpha 2.
Alpha 2.
Second line. The town clerk or his, her designee. Get rid of his, her. The town clerk or designee. And that's one example of what I'm trying to do as I go through it, mm-hmm. to take that out. The last word in alpha 2 is council. Should we say town council? Or is it synonymous?
What did we do in, well, the definition is council or town council. I think we're okay.
Okay, then it's fine.
Anything else on 5?
I think that's okay.
Let me give a second mark there. PDF 6. And because we went back to 104070 for the text amendments, bottom line is this, when we did the text amendment to 1.04.070, we should have deleted this section because of its redundancy and because it's current, part of the current text. We didn't do that. This was caught when I reviewed it, so we're going to go ahead and take it out now because, again, we've got a more up-to-date based on a 2022 text amendment for amending the code, and that's already been set forth in 104060 and 70. So this needs to come out.
And that's, you're referencing page, PDF pages 33 and 34, right?
Yeah, the last two pages of this handout show you that the text amendment that we made regarding amending the code was to 104070. Mm-hmm. It should have included the deletion of this one on PDF 6, but town attorney overlooked that. And then I think the only other one, let's see, PDF 16.
I could go to 13 real quick. Since we're trying to eliminate he, I noticed there's a he in F.
Yeah. I really don't want to go through this code and find all the he's and the she's. If you keep that definition, then we're okay, aren't we?
I don't know. That's a sensitive issue. I think if you can eliminate he or she and put it with some sort of, I mean, who are we referring to there?
Well, maybe Joe would like to take that on.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to tell you. I missed one. All that too. I don't see a he. I see. Are you talking about the him?
It's him. There's
him in line four,
and then he will promptly pay. Can you see what I'm saying there?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Which one are we on?
F on 13.
What line on that one?
Four and five.
Yeah. So what are we putting in this place?
Well, if we say performance by the officer of all acts and duties required by the office, rather than of him in his office, right?
Yeah.
Required by the office. Does that make sense?
Required by of them in their office. Whatever.
Yeah. In there. It is.
Required of the office.
Of them in their office. Either way.
When y'all get it straight, let me know what I need.
Yeah, I mean, as long as we get rid of the him and he, I think it's appropriate. And I do think that is an important issue.
If we keep that gender in there, we're fine.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, we have taken, like, if you go down to 2.208.20, right. I mean, we and B, we did clean it up there.
Right.
So
I guarantee you there are hundreds of these. Mm-hmm.
Right, and I probably missed more. I mean,
So that's not something we're looking at then.
I think we just need to keep it easy and go with keep the gender definition, which corrects this.
Well, the gender definition covers the ones we miss.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's why we need females on the commission to object to him and he.
Now you're getting into sensitive area.
I mean, it could be a grammatical thing that as we discover it, we can just change it.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's a trivial thing, but it's a sensitive issue for some people.
Well,
go ahead.
I think we should change it because.
Yeah.
Well, but as
if I change 98 and miss two and we find the two here, let's fix it.
Right. Yeah. I agree. So I think if you just said, like, of the office, instead of him and his office, just of the office.
And then the next sentence down, just put, they will.
Right, they.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They, that's it. So you go with that?
I'm great with that.
Okay. And then it is.
Where's another?
Three lines from the bottom up.
Oh. Right, for approval. You don't have to say for his approval. It's mm-hmm. for approval.
Yep.
And that eliminates the.
Yep. So, Jim, you getting all those?
No, I didn't get any of them.
Okay. So, as far as line four.
Line four, where?
In F.
F, we're still in F. So line four, instead of required of him in his office, it's just going to be required of the office.
All right.
Line five, about two-thirds of the way over, instead of he, it'll be they. Instead of he, it's...
Who is...
Well, the he in this refers back to the public officer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And the public officer is singular, correct?
We just change he to the office.
Yep.
The office will probably pay over monies.
Yeah. You okay with that, the office?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else on page 13?
And then the next, the third line from the bottom, third word in, just delete his.
Okay. Are we finished with page 13?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm going to skip to 16. I'm going to let you all want to come in from 13 to the end for all these he's and she's, which I don't want to do. 16, we just eliminated the several references to board of commissioners.
In the last paragraph, Jim, 210.080, mm-hmm. just cross out board of commissioners. You just have it read it. You don't have it lined out.
The second board of commissioners.
The second one, right? The second board of commissioners in that paragraph.
Yeah, I understand. And then on 25.
Oh, 17. Sorry. Page 17, item 210.100. It has a board of commissioners in there that needs to be changed to town council.
Mm-hmm.
And 210.90 as it is.
Mayor or designee. Just delete it.
Yeah, so delete his. All right, so the two changes on 17.
My next page is 25.
I got a page 20.
Yeah, page 20's got a bunch.
Yep. So we got Board of Commissioners in I,
talk about the term,
as well as K.
Well, and H cross out he, she, because you put they, but forgot to cross out he, she. And H.
Got that change in K as well.
Anything else before we get to 25?
I have one on 22. Paragraph 2.14.070 was relocated, so it should be red. Is that correct? It used to be after 80, because if you look on page 23, it's crossed out.
I didn't change any of your colors. Is this red in your color?
Maybe not. Hold on. Well, whether it was or not, it should be red. I missed it.
I'm a little confused. Are we just going to make 070 all red?
All red, yes.
Okay. I'm looking at page 21 for the header for the contents of that article. Is that correct?
That's correct. Because it was previously after 80, and 70 comes before 80.
In the wrong position.
Yeah.
You ready to go to the next page?
Yes, sir.
Well, y'all missed the hits.
Uh-oh.
Did we?
Uh-oh.
Bottom of 22, last line, I'm disappointed in you all.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or just so just delete his or designate. We also have the same thing on 23 where we have he.
So what are we doing when reforming? You say that he is.
A member of the Aux Police Unit is called to active duty when performing the duties.
Yep.
Get rid of he is, right?
Yep. Yep.
That's 2.14090. You got it?
Yeah.
What is the
you all look over 24 and see if you find anything.
There isn't any.
That's.
There was.
That's a future.
I don't see anything on 24.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my.
Can I just have a point on 25?
25.
This is under purpose 304.010. And we're listing Federal Trade Commission Act, Accurate Credit Transitions Act of 2000, and then Identity Protection Act 2005. I will guarantee you there are a number of acts since 2005 that address this issue. And
your point is?
Well, I mean, if we're going to list acts, we should have them either just eliminate all this reference to different acts, or at least we should update it.
Well, let's eliminate it because I don't want to spin my
trying to figure out all these different acts. And just maybe say that simply the town recognizes the responsibility to safeguard certain information and eliminate all that in accordance.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying delete all of
I would say
three
delete
lines of opening prior to the town?
Yeah, and then start simply with that as the town.
It may not even be in our changes here, but notice my red changes there were to put the acronyms FTC and FACT. I believe the only reason I did that is because somewhere else in this document it says FTC and FACT. So I referenced it back to the first time it was said.
Mm-hmm.
So somewhere else in here it talks about those two in particular. And it isn't even necessarily in the pages we're looking at, but that's why I changed that statement.
But I think it still makes sense to make the change, right? It's not going to hurt us.
Yes, I can hurt
us. Well, for instance, look at page 31. Here's one of them. That's where it is. Item C on page 31 talks about the FACT Act and the FTC in...
Why don't we do this?
These are old acts, though. I mean, there's got to be newer acts.
Why don't we just put a comma after fact and put as amended comma? instead of trying to chase down all those amendments, just reference the act and any amendments there too.
In fact, it's like 2003, that's 20 years ago.
So, Jim, what was that suggestion again?
Go back up to 304.010. In accordance with the Federal Trade Commission's FTC Fair and Accurate Credit Transactions Act, after that parens on fact, put a comma as amended, as may be amended, comma. I think that would cover any changes there too about us having to chase all those rabbits down.
Well, we got reference to the federal acts, and we also have reference to the general statute, North Carolina here.
Yeah, well, we could do the as amended.
But you'd have to do two as amended.
Well, we'll just do one at the proper place. Well, yeah, I could do it the other way. I'm just going to add one or two references to as amended.
Okay.
Okay.
My point on 25 was the bottom section 304.030. It has members of the privacy committee or a privacy officer as the head of that committee reports to a member of senior management. We have department heads. I don't think there is a senior management. If there's any senior management, it's town council, and I've simply on the top of 26, revised it to have the reporting to town council. And that's the only point, that concludes my point.
So then, is there a privacy committee?
I've heard of that myself.
That's the first time I've heard of a privacy committee.
Mandy, do we have a friend?
To my knowledge, no. But then I tried to get rid of committees that I didn't know existed, and they really do. One of John's, I didn't know John had. What's your committee that you have? Disaster Relief.
Damage Assessment.
Yeah, Damage Assessment Committee. I never heard of it. Didn't know anything about it.
Isn't that kind of an ad hoc? Can't you call people into that committee?
Yeah.
So. That's I don't know about the privacy committee.
We
establish one or maybe a little.
Oh, we get rid of this.
Yeah, no, let's get rid of it. We can't stop the current. We can't
have enough. I don't know, Con. You're coming on board. Do you need another committee?
I think I need it listed in the table below. I don't know.
Yeah, I saw that too. The web table.
Well, the table wasn't changed. That's why it wasn't put in here. There was just no reference to the table. There was a paragraph with a table below it. So I added the words to the paragraph in the table below.
Well, it's part of the privacy committee.
Is it a fairly simple
table? So it can't be public.
In the table, 34040. Hold on 1 second. Here's the table. It has a department and a role. Senior management supplies resources to establish proactive identity theft program. Departments include accounting, IT, human resources, customer service, law enforcement, general counsel, provide insights in legal ruling and state statutory clarifications, and the privacy officer, who coordinates the audit studies and reviews patterns of incidents.
What are you reading?
I am reading out of the code, section 3.04030, Privacy Committee, as it exists now.
So the, but all that, I know we're going to make a change to this, but everything that you read is not in this current document.
Correct. So if we delete the words you have in front of you, we also have to delete the table. Let me just show you the table.
Well, why don't we delete it since that's the consensus and just...
Is it a need to know for
and
him?
Just put
what's that?
Is it a need to know for him?
You all want to do that?
It's going to put him in danger.
Yeah, sure.
What?
Just simply delete?
Delete the entire 304030, Privacy Committee, and this table. But, look at that. And nobody knows anything about it.
Somebody, I don't know who put this in, but it
probably sounded good for some reason.
Or probably there was a privacy problem or a, at some time. In
somebody had that as their hot button.
It's working.
All right, so we've got that.
I'm just looking through the main provisions in that area. Joe, do you recall whether there are any other references to the privacy committee?
No, that was just a one shot, as I remember it.
Those are all my comments that you all have some additional comments.
T-shirts for the privacy committee?
I have no further comments on that.
These changes are fairly simple. If you want to make a motion, again, this is review and report, so if you want to make a motion to recommend these to council, revised as discussed, and then we've got a consistency statement that you can adopt.
Mm-hmm. Can I, just before you do that, just have one more question.
What page?
This is on page 29. Identifying the risk of theft and fraud. It says the town has a responsibility to find high risk areas for identity theft and identify potential threats for identity theft known under the act as red flags. What act are we referring to here?
Go back to 304010. You see two references to North Carolina statutes, Identity Protection Act and Identity Theft Protection Act. And then if you read one more line down, it also references the Public Records Act, and together those three are referred to as the Act. So there is a...
Together the Act, I see, okay.
So I think that later reference is okay.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Okay, so that raises a question. Under the FACT Act, is there a requirement for the town to have a privacy committee?
I don't know.
Don't know the answer to that.
I didn't bring my phone with me.
You'd be surprised. If that was the case, but we can look at that. But that kind of leaves things up in the air.
Yeah. We would have to roll to next meeting.
We could put that on a list of things to do and go ahead and treat these text amendments as they are. Chase that rapid down.
What do you think of leaving the privacy committee in? And
No. I would still take it out.
Yeah. Unless it's specifically required under that act.
Yeah.
But you can't have one.
What, tell me again the page that the FACT, the federal acts are referenced, 304?
304.10.
What page number is that?
25,
yeah.
25. Obligation would be under the federal act, FACT, because that deals with credit transactions. We don't do that type of business, but I cannot say at this point whether the state statutes have that requirement about looking at those state statutes, which I'm not really.
It may not even be relevant acts anymore.
Greg, would you see that where it said the act?
Where was the act?
Oh, the act. On reference 3, it's on very top of page 29. Second sentence.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Go hang on a minute. I'm looking at the those two state statutes.
So in reference to red flags, which I guess are. And the only reason I mention this is because there's a lot of references. I mean, you know, we talk about these acts identifying things called red flags, and then we have a number of sections that talk about red flags. Mm-hmm. The only concern I have is that whether these have been amended, whether that reference to red flags are even relevant anymore under the, you know, the FACT Act is 20 some odd years old. And I'm sure there's, with all the identity theft that's going on now, I'm sure there's amendments or new acts that address this issue. I mean, I could be wrong, but
I mean, the right thing would be for somebody to look into it.
I know, and
I'm not volunteering for that because I'm over my head already with all this other stuff I'm still doing. But
I mean, I can look into it. It's, but I don't know if we want to stall this for another month.
Yeah, so. Council's recommendation had been to go ahead and eliminate as we had suggested and then research it. And if we do find that it's a requirement, then we would go ahead and modify it again.
Yeah, I think that's a reasonable approach. So we don't, I'd like to get this syntactical stuff off. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jim, when do you expect this to go on the agenda for council? It's their organizational meeting, so there's no committee business.
Right.
None of these are zoning, so there's no public hearing required. We put these on for January.
Just put it on for January?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying there would not be a public hearing for this?
Not for these.
Okay.
The only time you have a legislative hearing before council is when you're dealing with Chapter 15.
Okay.
So there wouldn't be any delay because we would have our P&Z meeting prior to the next council meeting that would look at this.
Yeah, because they have their meeting that first week of January.
Yep.
So, are you saying table this until then so we can...
It's kind of technically tabled anyway. Not technically tabled, but council won't see it until after we have another meeting.
I understand that. Are you saying let's not make a review and report this month and do it the next month? So that
if we do it next month, a review and report, it would still not change any of the timing for the council to make a decision.
That's correct.
Well, then I would recommend. You know, I think this is a big enough issue. I mean, I'll be glad to research it, but it just seems to me that this may be a little bit archaic, you know, referring to acts back in 2003.
So we have a lot of other changes to be made, and then we just have that one open item.
Anyway, so if you want to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'll gladly look at this in the next couple of days.
I'll look at the statutes.
Okay.
You're welcome to. If you see anything, let me know.
You want to look at the statutes or the acts, too?
I'm not going to look at the Fair Credit Reporting Act.
Okay. Well, I'll check to see if there's any new amendments or new acts that deal with the things that we're talking about in this particular.
Let me know what you find out.
Okay.
The only thing I intend to do is to look at the two...
General statutes.
Identity related acts to see if the privacy committee is required.
Okay. And I'll look to see if red flags even mean anything anymore and that stuff.
Where do you see the reference to red flags?
Oh, it's throughout. We got a whole bunch of it. At the top of page 29, it goes on into
Entire page 29.
The entire page 29. I think even page 30 has some red flag issues in it. It could be all just page 29.
I see. Nothing under the Act is red flag. But remember, that Act refers to the North Carolina ones. So we'll take a look at it and see if there's anything else we need to do. But y'all are going to continue this review and recommendation until next month. Let's have a motion.
Is that the last thing that we're going to talk about? We're on page 32? Okay, all right. Well, then I'll make a motion to continue the discussion until our next meeting in January.
A second.
The discussion is the review and report.
Yeah. And then, Counselor, you'll have made all the other changes that we've talked about in advance of that?
Yes, I'll make all those little changes. Okay. Can you bring that back to you?
Okay, so the motion, I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We'll continue it next month.
That was easy.
Yep. All right. So, and again, thanks, Joe, for all your hard work.
Yeah, that's an incredible amount of work.
It's unbelievable.
I've got several articles you like to kind of go through if you want. All right.
No, you found flaws in my work. I'm upset.
The last topic under old business is discussion of the use of iPads. Mandy, we kind of waited to have any kind of formal discussion on this. We've had some informal discussion on prior meetings, and I think there's interest in, you know, wanting to kind of get into the 21st century from a standpoint of not having to burn paper and all the kind of stuff that we currently do. So, you know, we... you know, Beth had been kind enough to take me through kind of the setup that she has done for council, or you guys did for council, and the bookmarks and things of that nature that make easy access to information, which I think, you know, would have appeal to us as well. But at this point, it's a budgetary item that...
It is. There's a little bit of money in the PCC budget items. Under John's budget at the moment. I don't know what, if any, expenses y'all have coming up. But I did talk to Arlen today to see if there was any money available to buy them with. So the thing about your iPads are your iPads will be different from council's. They may be a little smaller because council has the big 12.9s. Budget-wise, we may end up with the 10.9. Which is a little smaller. And I need to go to council and make sure that I can spend this money on that because, number one, it's not in my budget. Number two, this isn't a budgeted item. So I just have to make sure I can use the funds for this. And how many would we need? Does everybody want an iPad? Because once we go that route, we tend to stop trying to print agendas and all of that.
Right. Is this just downloading an app onto the iPad? This is an app-generated process. I mean,
if
I've got...
If you want the Agenda Notes app, yes. If you want to be able to access your agenda that way, yes.
But when you talk about... But the reason we're going to get an app is then we're going to download... the reason we're going to get an iPad is we can download a specific app.
You can download the Agenda app, and you can access the town website and see all the links that you're referring to. The shortcuts are going to be bookmarked on your iPad that link you to the land use plan, the ordinances, the website.
Why does that have to be an app then?
That part's not an app.
Okay, so I can bring in my laptop computer and do the same thing.
Well, the app has the minutes and things
like
that, the agenda and so forth.
You can actually look at the agenda on the town website, so mm-hmm. you don't even need an app.
Yeah. Right, which is what I do, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And your iPad's for PNC will not have cellular data, so they will only work on Wi-Fi. That's how we've done it in the past. Otherwise, there's a reoccurring monthly charge.
Yep. So, you know, again, there's no reason to spend unnecessarily if this isn't something that we're excited about, you know, wanting from a technology standpoint. But at the same time, it does give us the opportunity of avoiding printing and things that over time are costly and just manual
effort. So we're helping the budget.
Yeah, over time.
Pretty sure it's a
lot. Yeah, I think the payback, you know, the payback would be pretty substantial. $5,000 investment.
I mean, it's just up to you guys if you want it or you don't want it. I'm happy to ask council.
I mean, do we all have access to electronics already? I mean, I've got probably 5 iPads sitting around the house with all my kids, and I've got a couple and laptops.
I mean, I kind of agree with Beth. Like, we kind of need to do something like across the board.
It has to be because if I'm printing half agendas,
right. I agree.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah, I agree.
I mean, I don't mind going electronic, but I don't see why we all need to have you buy iPads when they're so many around. I mean, if I can just bring in my electronics and have either the apps or the access or the links on any of my electronics.
You already have them. If you've got a laptop, you've already got them. Yeah.
No, no, but what I'm saying, if we're going to go all electronic, it's not just me doing this. Everybody would have to have access. So what I'm trying to do is figure out a way that we can go electronically but not have a big budgetary issue, because you don't need to buy them for me. And I don't know about the other commissioners.
Yeah, I mean, I have one.
I've got a couple iPads myself. So.
Yeah. I don't have an iPad. I have a laptop. Mm-hmm. No problem sticking a laptop here either. It would work. Same thing as sitting at my desk at home.
Yeah, you just will not have the app.
But, the app only works on an iPad.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, the app only works on an iPad.
I still don't understand what the app is.
But again, there's nothing in the app that you couldn't reference through the count to the town website.
Right. Okay, all right.
It's just easier right to now? Just
yeah, I know. So let's go electronic.
It's just going right to it.
Let's go electronic.
So if we're all in agreement to go electronic, and I'm getting nods affirmatively on that, then the second question is, do we want Mandy to go to the effort of asking for budget for equipment, or do we want to use what we have?
You have an
alternate
and a regular vacancy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we say that we're going electronic and they don't have
a
means of electronics to bring with them, then I'm
going to
need to supply that to them too.
True.
Now, would there be kind of a transition, which makes sense, where we're not going to cold turkey?
No, we will cold turkey.
You'll cold turkey it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
As soon as
Put this off until we've got a full board?
Yeah. That's what I would suggest. Sense, wait till we fill the board, and then that could be one of the first things we do.
Yeah, could have that part of the interview process. Do you have an iPad?
And then, well, if those of us that have something at home, we could bring it in just to make sure that
I can bring my iPad in.
You can, all right.
I was with Beth for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was
okay.
Oh, I'd rather come here. It's more fun.
That's fine as well. Yeah.
I think getting the bookmarks set up and so forth.
Yeah. We can do that as well.
That would be helpful.
Yep.
So I think the suggestion at least is to table this.
I think we should just remove it from the agenda until we have a full board, and then we can add it back. That way we just don't have anything lingering on the agenda.
Okay.
But I'm happy to do whatever, and I mean, I can go ahead and discuss it with council.
But it won't be until January.
It won't be until January anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I think informally, if you want to let them be aware that this is the direction that we want to move in, we may at times need equipment based on membership.
Yeah. I mean, I know that right now you have some money, but I didn't add anything to the budget for it.
Yep. Okay. Alrighty. So. Okay. Do I need a motion for the to remove it?
No.
Okay. No.
Okay.
But yeah, Beth and I both can set you up.
Okay.
Well, maybe the new councilman could donate her salary.
Well, that wouldn't cover her money.
We've already paid her salary.
Yeah.
You told me that'll only cover like a bottle of wine or something.
Say so, yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty. So that's the conclusion of the agenda. I did have one thing I wanted to mention and certainly open it up to you guys, but I did want to recognize Connie and your short tenure with planning and zoning, and you know, you would have been elevated to full-time member And then, obviously, we would have preferred that, but are very happy for your movement to council. And so the application process is underway. We have a couple applicants for the open positions. We're hoping for more. And so that'll be an agenda item for January, is for us to do interviews. So
when does the application, do we have a deadline for the application, or we just take it right up to the end?
Just right up till the agenda packet goes out.
Okay.
Yeah. Right now we don't have too many, so we're going to keep it open.
Yep. Are we still at two, Beth?
We're still at two.
So
Byron, do you mean we'll be doing interviews in January, or we'll have an agenda item to discuss interviews?
The interviews will be scheduled for January as okay. Well as those can attend.
Yep.
It is the holiday, it's January the 3rd, so we'll reach out to them and see.
Yeah. And is everybody here good for January 3rd still, despite the fact that it's close?
Yeah. No, I changed my plans.
For January 3rd is our next meeting?
Yeah. Yep.
I should be here.
Okay. Obviously, for interviews, it's critical for us to have everybody here. So if anybody has problems, let us know in advance. All right. So anybody else have anything for this evening?
Just to let you know, I have completed Chapter 5 syntactically, and I'm moving on to Chapter 6. Cool. So when I get the next group of 4 or 5, I will send them to Jim as a bunch.
Can we make it a little shorter than 4 or 5 at one time, unless the chapters are very short?
Okay, well, I could. One, three? Two or three? Three. That's fine. I don't, either way.
Yeah, can we make sure we don't get that... I don't get anything until after the holidays.
I will make sure I slow down. I like slowing down.
Yeah, so you guys share Jim with the town for the town attorney. So just keep that in mind because we've got kind of a lot on Jim's plate at the moment with some things going on. So.
Yeah, well, that was understood when I started doing this.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'm doing it.
Cool. Thank you.
Jimmy's behind.
All right, well, I think that's it.
Motion, we adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, thanks, everybody.
Happy holidays.